This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sunday, March 25th, 2012, and it's another show. We're back after a bit of an absence. I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
And we are here with you to show you all about various iOS apps that let you recognize things that are in your house.
Their way to identify different products. I know a lot of times us as blind people, because Daryl and I are both blind, and we need to know what different boxes or cans or bottles or other products are, but if we can't see with what they say on the outside, we got to use other means of deciding what they are, discovering what they are. And there's a couple of apps out there to help us do that. For our iOS devices, we're going to be comparing three of them today. We're just going to show you a little bit how each of them, how each one works, and the different ways they each recognize different products and how well they do that. And one of them we're going to work with is Look Tell Recognizer. And that's a combination app that is part barcode scanner, where you use the camera on your phone to view the barcode, and then it will go to its database and tell you the name of the product based on the barcode information. And if it doesn't know the product, it will look it up in up on Google. So it Googles the barcode info, so you can find the name out that way. It also provides a feature that allows you to record a description, so it will be able to recognize that product later without going to the barcode. So you can just take a picture of the product, record, you know, this is Ritz crackers, and the next time you bring your phone camera near the object, it will recognize it instantly after you've recorded that. But we're mostly going to be using the barcode recognition part of the app today.
Yes, and Recognizer is $10 in the App Store, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's $9.99.
Notification from Paytel. Paytel. Message from Karen Chandral.
So LookTel is $9.95 in the App Store. Is that right?
Want to pause?
Yeah.
We should find that out.
So LookTel Recognizer is $9.99 in the App Store. And
we're also going to take a look at DigitEyes.
Yes, DigitEyes is similar to LookTel Recognizer, except it works exclusively from barcodes. And what it does is scan the barcode of the product, and it voiceover tells you, you know, as much information as available in the database about the product. The claim to fame with DigitEyes is there are over 20 million or 24 million barcodes in its database. So there's quite a few.
Definitely.
And then finally we have VizWiz. And that is a totally different approach. So with VizWiz, you take a picture of an item, and then you it sends the picture out to web workers who take a look at it and tell you what it is. I missed a step, didn't I? You record a question also. So you take a picture, record a question, and then send it to the web workers, and then you get answers. You can get several answers telling you what that is.
Right, and so VizWiz is not really a barcode recognizer. It literally uses a human to look at a picture that you've taken of the product, and that human will get back with you, send you an answer to your question about what you took the picture of. So, and VizWiz is a free app, and DigitEyes is
$30 or $29.99, and that is $99.
So it's definitely a variation in prices between these apps too, and they all do some different things, and we're gonna see how they all do at identifying different products that we have here. We wanted to test them out for you all to show you what our experience has been like with each one, so you can make informed choices as to which app will work best for you, or which combination of apps will work best for you.
We have a box of six different items that would commonly be found in your household. And so we thought that we would test each app against each of the items in the box that we put together. Special box.
Yes, so we're looking at a couple different products here. The first one I took out is an actual box. And this box, if you can hear it shake, it's got something inside of it. We're gonna decide what it is inside this little box by using our apps here. And so I'm gonna put my phone near the bottom of the box. I have the box upside down because I think the barcode is going to be on the bottom of the box. One of the biggest challenges that we found with using these barcode recognition apps is simply finding the barcode.
Yes.
Because if you can't see the barcode, it's hard to know where to tell the camera to be scanning for the barcode. So that tends to take some time with either of the barcode with Digitize or with Recognizer across the board. But I'm pretty sure I have where this particular code is. So I'm going to turn on my iPhone.
Sunday.
Makes
slide
a big difference.
Start bar Recognizer.
Okay.
We already have Recognizer open.
Settings. Yes.
Button.
Yes. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Recognizer. Data. Button. Capture image. Start barcode scanning.
Start barcode scanning, and I'm going to double tap on that. And now I'm...
Start barcode scanning.
There we go. Now it's scanning, and I am putting the phone fairly near the top of the box, and I'm moving it back slowly. Oh, that was nice and fast.
Nabisco Triscuit Wheat Wafers Original.
Triscuits!
It said Nabisco Triscuit Wheat Wafers Original. So it beeped when it located the barcode and then told me right away what that was. Oops. And it just said torch on. I started to set it on the table, and there's a light that comes on. If the lighting isn't very good, it's got its own light, and it calls it a torch, and it said torch on because I set it on the table where there's no light. So that worked fast. It doesn't always work that quickly, but that was a nice quick one. And one thing I wish that did was there's no way to get it to repeat what it just said other than to re-scan the barcode, as far as I know.
Oh, it's not on the screen there.
I don't think so.
Capture image. Start barcode. Capture it. Data. Recognize it. Settings. Button.
Fascinating.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
I wonder, it'd be interesting to see if that information is in Braille anywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right, you want to try this box with Digitize
now?
Yes, I do. That one was Look Tell Recognizer. Now we're going to try it in the same box of what we now know as Triscuits. We're going to see what Digitize does with it.
And you have it upside down, so the bottom is...
Low battery.
Oh.
20% of battery remaining.
Aha. Uh-huh.
iBooks Holdings Corporation.
Okay. So we're going to... try Digitize now. So I'm going to just hit my home button here.
Utilities. Settings.
And I'm going to go into
double tap
the,
to open.
I'm going to close my utilities navigation folder, go into imaging.
Radio folder, imaging folder. Opening imaging folder, imaging.
And then flick to the right.
Camera, photos, video, this whiz, money reader, Digitize. Money, Digitize.
Double tap.
Digitize. Barcode not found.
Okay, and that's the last barcode I scanned was not found. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Scan button.
And double tap the scan button.
Start. Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
And I'm going to find the top, or because we turn this box upside down, so we're really looking at the bottom, I find the top edge, and I'm going to pull back slowly.
It clicks while it's searching then, right?
Yes.
That's what it's doing?
Yes. I'm going to use the right edge first. Top right corner. I'm going to try that a couple of times. It's taking a little time here. This one is... I think the... in general, the barcode scanner part of the Looktel recognizer seems to happen a bit faster. But we're gonna keep. And then I'm not sure which side of the box we have. Did we turn it around when you handed it to me?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, this is a real world test. Although we did play with these different products before we did the show here. I know we have the correct side of the box. We have the bottom of the box, but we don't necessarily have the correct corner.
Did you try all four of them?
I did. Yeah, Digitize. We know we did test. Digitize can recognize this.
It did recognize this box earlier.
Box. But
the challenge of these is always trying to get the camera to read the barcode when you don't know where the barcode is.
Right, that's why I was saying exactly. This is a real test, even
yes,
though...
Yes, that's we're doing this the way it would work for most of us in the real world. In our very own kitchens, or perhaps you keep your crackers in the living room.
Well, there you go. Kitchen, living room, bedroom, wherever they might be.
Wherever you need a snack. My dog would prefer me put them in his bowl, but
yes,
not so much. Still clicking away.
Yeah, I'm just positioning it. Moving things a bit here. It's the camera typically is about 8 inches or so away from the thing being scanned is kind of what we found to be work best. No, it's got to be one of these corners. Wow. Well, I'm wondering, see, at this point, if at this point you haven't found it, you've probably just opened the box, right?
Right. And discovered what you have in there through eating it and tasting. Oh, look, a Triscuit.
And hopefully liked what you found.
Right. It causes a problem if you have, you know, a wheat allergy.
Right, or if you just weren't in the mood for that.
Right, so that's not our favorite way to identify, so we were hoping these apps would work, but this one doesn't seem to be with this particular product.
No, I'm going to try just one more time here. Try each of these corners. Pulling back slowly.
We usually put the camera right up against the object itself and then pull back. That seems to be the best way to get a good picture of whatever we're trying to identify. Pull back kind of slowly. Pull the camera back from the object, that is.
Right. Okay, let me try this one more corner here. Okay, well, we're not going to get it this time. We must have just gotten fortunate. Now, we will say that when we were, a part of the time when we were testing these objects before the show, you know, your dad was...
We were using someone's sighted to help us find where the barcode was when we were testing earlier, so. But we're doing it just without sight now, and so that's why it's not working, I guess. But I am sure that that's where the barcode was on that part of the box, because that's where we found it with Recognizer.
Exactly. Let's try it with VizWiz.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to hold it flat that way because the... Instead of being at the bottom of the box, we're trying to do it on one of the longer sides of it.
Scanning tips.
Thinking that will probably be where the name's going to be. Because this VizWiz doesn't do the barcode. It actually takes a picture of the object itself.
Photo, videos.
And the web workers will
take
a look at that image and try to read the print, if they can, off of the box.
Exactly. So now I'm going to... Oh, so you hand it to me the way we want it, right side up. That's right, we do, because we're not looking for the barcode. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to double tap on VizWiz.
VizWiz, take a photo.
And then the lower
the
left...
camera button to take a new photo.
The camera button's in the lower left corner of the screen. So I'm going to...
Take a new photo.
I'm going to put the phone... I'm going to line it up here. In portrait mode, everything's vertical. I'm going to pull it back about a foot or so for this one.
Camera. Record a question.
So now we have a record button.
To record a new question.
in the lower right record corner. I'm going to double tap that. I'm going to ask my question.
Press once to record. Press again to finish recording. Record.
What is this? Double tap again.
And it sends select that question to the web workers.
Right. And there's a number of settings that I can select. I'm not going to do that here. You can go through those and decide where the question goes, but definitely web workers are selected. So I'm going to hit the send button, which is in the lower right corner.
Upload your question to the web.
Double tap.
Please wait while your question is sent.
And so now while the question is going out there into the universe, you do have to wait while someone actually views that image and replies to it and tells you what it sees, what they see.
Right. So these apps require a bit of patience and waiting. Either you're waiting, you're patient while you're scanning to find the barcode, or you're patient while you're waiting for somebody, for a web worker to get back to you with an answer.
Right. So they all have their different reasons to wait, or different needs for a wait.
But on the other hand, you're waiting a few minutes versus maybe a few hours or a few days for sighted help.
Exactly. At least in-person sighted help.
Right.
So it is fairly convenient.
New alert. New answer. What is this? Check history of this question.
I've gotten that a few times.
What is this? Okay. Cancel.
Hit cancel.
Button. Answers. Start over. Button.
Yeah.
Double tap to start asking a new question.
Huh. It asks us what this is. That doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to ask us. We're supposed
alert
to ask.
New answer. Oh. What is this? Check history of this question. New answers available. What is this? Okay. Cancel.
I'm hitting cancel on these because we don't want to add
start
these
over
things
button
to the
email
history.
Email progress. Email back. What is this? Selected. What is it? View answers. Heading.
Okay, this is, you know, everybody, this is what happens when you use these apps. Hopefully we get an answer, or I'll have to take a picture of the other side of the box, perhaps. That may be what.
Yeah, I'm not sure
here
which way I gave it to you.
Gotcha. Okay, so there is a
start over
button in the upper left corner of the window.
Double tap to start asking a new question.
Turn the box over.
Take a photo. Use the camera button. Camera button.
Take another picture here.
Take a new photo.
Okay.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button. Record.
What is this?
Record.
You can
select
send it.
Button. Please wait while your question is sent.
So you went to the send button really fast. Where is that about on the screen? Because you found it really quickly.
It's in the lower right corner of the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, the record, the camera button's in the lower left, the record button's lower right, and send button is lower right.
And you know that because you've been using the app a lot.
Yes.
Answers.
Yes.
Start over. Button. Double tap to start asking a new question.
So.
Alert. New answer.
Here we
Triscuit
go.
Triscuit Original Crackers. Check history of this question.
There we
so
go.
Triscuit Original Crackers. Awesome. So VizWiz identified it.
We got that one, didn't
so,
we?
So far,
okay.
LookTel Recognizer and VizWiz have both identified the Triscuits.
And so those two, each of those apps get a point.
All right.
So not like we're keeping score on a scoreboard, but just for
right
fun.
Just for our, out of our own curiosity.
Okay, so we keep this over here.
I have a soda can here. Anybody ever reached into the fridge and popped open a soda, taken a drink, and realized it was not what you were going for? We have two.
Yeah.
And we'd like to avoid that if possible. So we're going to try this this can here. And we decided that the barcode is on the same time as side as the tab. Right?
Yes.
That's what we were using that.
Yes.
After some experimentation, we discovered that was a good way to find a barcode if you can't see it.
Yes.
So.
And it's on the bottom of the can.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. Now cans are a little harder to get pictures of because they're round, they're cylindrical, and they kind of roll around on you, and they've got a shiny reflection on the surface. All those things make it a little harder to get a picture, but we're going to give it a try with Recognizer now.
20% of dismiss.
Oops, button. My battery's low. I did plug it in.
Recognizer.
Gotcha.
Recognizer. Data. Capture image. Start barcode scanning. Button.
Okay, I'm going to double tap that.
Start barcode scanning. Capture image. Stop barcode scanning.
Okay.
Button.
I double checked. I flicked back to it to make sure it was scanning. And if it says stop barcode scanning, that means the scan is currently running. So now... Oh.
That was very fast.
A&W root beer can.
A&W root beer can. Awesome.
Awesome.
So that worked well.
Torch on.
All right. And I'm going to pass this can over to Daryl for...
BizWiz. Sweet cheddar.
Well, isn't that interesting? So we got another... This is the one thing with VizWiz. It can give you push notifications.
Yeah, so it was still telling us more info about the Triscuits. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure those Triscuits aren't sweet cheddar.
No, they're not. Original. We've already verified that. So that's kind of fascinating. Must have been a part of the label or something?
New notification from VizWiz.
I have no idea.
What is this?
Another question asking us what it is. Fascinating.
Photos.
Okay.
Wow.
Tap imaging.
All right. Well, as you can see, these apps do have their quirks.
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to open DigitEyes.
Photos. Video. VizWiz. Money reader. DigitEyes. DigitEyes. Scan. Button.
Double tap to scan button.
Tap twice to start.
I take the camera and put it near the bottom of the can. I have the tab facing the phone, the back of the phone, pulling back.
Barcode read. Refresh code DRAIS.
Fascinating. It's in Spanish.
And that's part of the reason why we tested with this particular can of soda, is because it did that for us earlier. For some reason, it gave us that answer in Spanish.
Low battery.
I hear you.
Wow. Allison's poor iPhone. Let's hope it makes it through the show.
It's plugged in.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Oh, now that's interesting.
I gotta go make sure the other one's plugged in.
Well, yeah. Oh, the trials and tribulations of the technology world.
The USB part that connects to the other half of the connector was kind of loose, so we're going to see if it's going to be charging now.
Gotcha.
All right.
So we have the...
We're going to do VizWiz with the root beer now.
We are going to do VizWiz.
Imaging. Camera. Photo. Video. VizWiz. Money. VizWiz. VizWiz. Answers. Start over. Button.
We're going to use the start over button.
Take a photo. Use the camera button to take a new photo.
Line it up and pull back a ways.
Take a photo.
And then,
camera button.
Find the camera button here.
Take a new photo.
I'm holding the can. In this case, I'm holding the can and the phone, and I'm lining them up, and then I'm going to pull back.
Camera. Record a question. Use the record button to record a new question.
The good thing about VizWiz is it can usually be a little more forgiving because all they need is enough of the object to figure out what it is.
Right. You don't have to know exactly where a barcode is because it doesn't read the barcode per se.
Record button. Record.
What is this?
Record. Select sources at send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Now the web workers will actually hear that question and then and look at the picture and then decide what it is and reply to us with the answer, hopefully.
Start over button. Double tap to start asking a new question.
That is the plan. So.
Now, DigitEyes, when it was giving a Spanish earlier, you didn't have it set in a Spanish mode. It just did that on its own.
Did that on its own. I've seen English barcodes, of course, you know, English answers, but I've also seen Spanish, and I've seen a few French barcodes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So we worked with VizWiz and we didn't get the results we wanted. It said that we had a can of soda.
Which we knew.
Which we already hopefully knew, right? We have right. some other issues that we're right. beyond what technology can help us with, perhaps. So we're going to try it again. I'm going to take the can and I'm going to maybe turn it 90 degrees, because we're not looking for a barcode, we're looking for a picture now.
Right. I think the picture would be on the opposite side from the barcode, if we remember where the barcode side was.
Because the tab is facing us, that's a good idea, so the tab is now facing away
right.
from the phone.
So that should work, in theory.
I'm going to pull back about a foot or so and then take a picture.
Camera. Record a question. Record. Record.
What is this?
Record. Select sources and send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. So,
Answers. Start over button. Double tap to start asking a new question.
That's the important thing about using these apps, is having an idea where things are, where barcodes are, or where the label or picture is that you might want to look at.
It does take some trial and error and some guesswork. So we are still waiting for our replies from the VizWiz web workers.
Yeah, they're probably like, what are these people doing this afternoon? But it is anonymous. You don't have to log into an account with VizWiz in order to use it or anything, unless you choose to post it to Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, there are options to do that.
Or email it.
Yep. And we appreciate the web workers, because they're all volunteers. So thank you, web workers.
Yay, web workers.
New answers available.
Okay.
Answers.
I'm clicking to the right.
History. But view answers. Selected. This is a can of A&W root beer.
Web yeah.
There we go. Can of A&W root beer. Awesome. Yay.
Alert. New answer. This is a can of A&W root beer.
And
check history
that.
Of this question.
When I get these push notifications, I always press cancel. Click to the right and hit cancel.
Selected. Answers.
And that is, we have
screen locked.
VizWiz for A&W root beer.
Alright.
Awesome.
Now, do you remember which of these cleaners we were going to do?
Yes. We're going to do
of
both of them, because we wanted to... one thing that you want to do, in addition to just identifying the products because you want to, you want to be very careful with certain household cleaners.
Yes. You don't want to accidentally use the wrong cleaner in the wrong place.
Yes, and you also don't want to, you want to avoid having chemical reactions that could
yes.
be dangerous.
All right, so I'm going to try this. It's a spray bottle. I know that much. And I'm going to set it here in front of me and take recognizer and...
Recognizer. Data. Capture. Start barcode scanning. Button.
Double tap.
Torch off.
It just turned the light off because... The torch off because there's enough light in here. It doesn't need that. It does that on its own. I'm just moving it around near where this barcode might be. And it's not finding it. And it's not finding it. And we're still waiting. I don't know. Oh.
There we go.
70% isopropyl rubbing alcohol.
70% isopropyl rubbing alcohol.
Which we know it's not.
We know it's not. Because we've had someone look at this before, and it is definitely not. So, LookTel recognizer did look at the barcode. But it didn't give us the right info. It didn't match it up right. Interesting.
And that's potentially scary?
Yes. It's a little bit dangerous. So here, let's try it this way. The barcode seemed to be right about
okay.
there.
All right.
At least that's where it started beeping at me. And
okay.
We're going to try it with Digitize now.
Let's see what Digitize says.
244. Slide to unlock. This whiz. And in progress.
So...
Home. Imaging. Digitize.
Okay, and a double tap.
Digitize.
Digitize. And now I have it. I have it this time. I have the bottle lying flat on the table, with the spray part pointing away from me and the bottom towards me. And I'm going to start the scan.
Button.
Double tap.
Scanning.
Line up
tap
against,
twice to cancel.
Kind of against near the bottom of the bottle, and I'm pulling back. Okay, let's see here. Keep going again. And this is the same side that you scanned?
Yeah, it was on the flat part.
Right. We know that Digitize has done this one before also.
Interesting.
Yeah. But there it is.
Looking up barcode. Barcode read 70% isopropyl rubbing alcohol.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is the same thing.
So
when we tried with VizWiz, I'm going to flip over the bottle because usually the barcode is on the opposite side of the label where the actual print is, where someone can read the name. So we're flipping it over and we're going to try it with VizWiz and see if it can figure out what this is, because both Digitize and, both Digitize and Recognizer told us the wrong info.
Right, so now VizWiz.
Digitize, money, VizWiz, 60, VizWiz, answers. Start over.
Gonna hit the start over button.
Double tap to take a photo.
And then
camera.
I'm gonna pull back. I'm gonna line
take
it up.
A new photo.
And then pull back. Now the camera is a little bit below where the spray bottle part starts on, the, so we can get a good picture of the label itself. So it's kind of centered.
Camera. Record a question. Record button. Record.
What is this?
Record. Select send button. Please wait while your question is sent.
So just gotta.
Answers. Start over button.
Just gonna
double
wait for them
to
get back with us.
New question.
See if they can solve this puzzle, because we don't want this cleaner to conquer us. We want to conquer it.
And we want it to help us conquer whatever mess it is
right.
We're trying to clean up.
There you go. We conquer the germs and the dirt and the whatever else might be covering the surfaces of our house.
It really is amazing. We have come a long way with these different pieces of technology.
Definitely. I mean, it's nice that we have several apps to choose from. Even though they all work, they do different things in different ways at different speeds, it's nice to have the choice.
We also have another piece of technology that we're not demonstrating today because it's not iOS related.
Right. It's called an IDmate, which is a piece of hardware, not an iOS app, that is a barcode scanner. And we often have best luck with that. The problem there is it's more expensive and it's not on your iOS device, which is, of course, the best way to have an app. Or at least a lot of the time, we think. So, but yeah, that works as another way to identify items, although not necessarily the most convenient all the time. But it has the advantage of being able to give us product packaging information like ingredients or calories or cooking instructions, which none of the iOS I found have done that.
Yeah, you could take the information you get from these apps and plug it into directionsforme.org.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing you could do. We also have there's another hardware solution that's a little bit, it's less expensive than IDmate, but more expensive than these apps. And it's called you get a USB scanner, barcode scanner, plug it into your computer, and then use bcscan.com.
There you go. So there's a lot of different ways to get this info. If only we could get one app or product that did all of it that we needed in one place. But in the meantime, it's nice to have so many options.
Answers.
I'm thinking that
email photo in progress.
The web workers have...
They've cut us off. No.
Yeah.
I said, you've asked for too much today.
Yes.
No.
We're looking at your IP address. We know who you are.
Oh,
No. Oh, wow.
So, while we're waiting for answers, I could do the next product with Recognizer. Do we want to
do
that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, this is what I know to be, this product can stump, I'm going to see if it stumps all of these, because this is shampoo, but it's actually conditioning shampoo, which, as most women know, that is important to know, because you sure don't want to use conditioning shampoo thinking it's just just shampoo, or you will have too much conditioner in your hair if you use conditioner and conditioning shampoo.
Gotcha, okay.
So this is important, and I am looking for something that can tell me when I have my conditioning shampoo, because I need to know that. So I'm going to try this with Recognizer, and I don't actually know which side of the bottle this barcode is on, so we're going to have to play with it, because I don't know. All right.
Experimentation.
Start barcode scanning.
Start barcode scanning.
There we go. There it is. And I'm holding it close, and then I'm pulling back the phone.
Awesome.
Code not found online. Starting Google search.
So it didn't find that.
No, it doesn't know what it is. And then the Google search, let's see what the Google search does.
Google search is really interesting. You get all kinds of different results through Google. So I'm clicking to the right here.
.google.com. Back. Forward. Image. Image. Link. Images. Places, news, more, right double arrows, search, button, landmark start, images, link, maps, video, news, shopping,
right.
More, search options, show search to 0603084265.
That's the number.
583. Garnier 2-in-1 shampoo and data 4.
Garnier 2-in-1 and data 4.
Shampoo and, yeah.
It got close. It almost told us it was shampoo and conditioner. Almost. So.
Insta.com.
And it said Garnier. I'm clicking to the right.
060/. E13. 060.
I think you have to listen to it all.
842. E13.
No, that was all there was for that line.
No, but I think it comes after the number.
3084.
You have to listen to the number and then it tells you. Oh, no. Sometimes it does. Okay.
E13 barcode.
Yeah. So when you do Google searching, its format is not...
0603084265783.
Yeah.
UPCA. 603084265783. UPCA barcode.
Nope. So at least we got some information out of this.
It got close, but not quite. All right.
Okay, so now we are going to go to Digitize.
Imaging.
All right, here we go.
Digitize.
Seem to be on this left side here.
Aha, okay.
So we're going
to hit the scan button.
I'm able to give him ideas of where the barcode is based on what Recognizer told me.
Right. Which is...
more or less. Not entirely accurate.
I just pulled up and barcode that worked.
Garnier Fructis Hair Care Daily Care 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner 25.4 FLS.
Awesome!
That was a big win for Digitize this time.
Yes, definite point for Digitize right there. Thank you! You saved my hair, Digitize! I will be able to go out safely.
Oh. Wow.
And Viswas over here is still trying to figure out what our last product was.
Yes, let's see what Viswas has to say for itself.
App switcher, Viswas, 16 new
items.
Okay. Top of screen, email phone, in progress, email back, view answers, history, answers.
Viswas gets no points for that.
For the last one?
For the last one.
Alert, new answer.
Wait.
Oh. What is this?
Oh no! Fail! Alright, 0 points for Viz was on that one.
Answers.
It could not tell us that cleaner, so we're gonna have a hard time cleaning our house. I can clean my hair, but we can't clean the house. At least based on the info we're getting from these apps today. Don't worry, I promise I do clean the house.
Alert. New answer. Crackers. Check history of this quiz.
What?
Okay, so now, here's the issue. It's obviously still thinking about the Triscuits that we scanned also. This is the thing, you get push notifications from old items.
Interesting.
I think that's probably not within the realm of doability.
I'm pretty sure that is not crackers.
No.
Do not eat that.
Ew. This question. Oh, wow. That is amazing. That is still obviously giving answers to previous questions that were submitted.
Do you want to try the shampoo with this?
Yes, I'm going to do that. So I get the start over button.
Flip it over so we're not looking at the barcode.
Oh, right. Opposite. Did you do that?
Yeah, I just
did. Just did it. Okay. All right.
And hopefully that will work.
Okay. Button. Cancel.
Ah, oh, we have to hit
cancel. Start over. Previous. Button.
Start over. Definitely start over.
All right. Use the camera.
Just button. Center it a little bit here.
Okay.
I got another alert.
New ad alert. New answer. What is
wow. I'm getting all kinds of push notifications from VizWiz, folks. I'm just canceling them out.
Let me try it with mine, with VizWiz. Let me try.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
So Allison's going to do the VizWiz thing this time.
Assuming I can find VizWiz on my phone. Let's see.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Audible. Dropbox. Heytel. VizWiz.
There
one new
alert.
New answer. No. Camera. History. Camera. Button.
Okay.
Camera.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. I didn't realize it was going to be quite that fast. Now, this one may not... This bottle is kind of wobbly and indented. I wonder if I can get a picture at all.
Back. Record back.
I'm going to go back and take this picture again because I was not ready.
Yeah, you know, Allison, that bottle has kind of seen better days.
Yeah, this bottle's been well used.
Well loved.
Yes.
Camera. History.
Oops.
Take a photo. Camera.
There you
button.
Go.
Here we go.
Camera.
All right.
Record a question.
Now, how did you position that?
I held the phone up against the bottle, and then I pulled back about maybe 8 inches.
Awesome. Okay.
Record button. Record.
What does this say?
In progress. Back button.
Okay.
Record a question. Back. Record button. In progress.
Oh, so it's still...
Record button. Record.
Did that stop the recording? Yes, it did. Okay.
Select sources and send. Heading. Web workers. IQN. Web workers. Switch button. On.
Okay, I had to make sure
that... Twitter. Back. Send. Button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay.
So...
Here's hoping. We have to wait that out. So, meanwhile, we're going to put the shampoo aside. And, well, we have to wait for the VizWiz answers because I can't be in Recognizer and VizWiz at the same time, so.
No, we want to make sure that we get the answers that go with the
right
picture. Very fascinating. VizWiz is evolving a bit.
I have had better luck with it on other days than I'm having today. I'm not sure what it is, but I have... definitely had it. It's identified more stuff more accurately before than it is for some reason today. So,
well, one thing about VizWiz is you're definitely it depends on the web workers, depends on who's working.
But it's also nice that it's a free app, so
yes,
that's one thing, is you don't lose out by trying it.
And we are still
back. Answer. Email photo. In progress.
Nope, it just says in progress.
Oh. So.
I guess it's time for Daryl to start singing.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't have any songs. If any of you have listened before, I sang in a previous podcast.
Alert.
Oh.
New answer. Shampoo. Check history of this question.
Well.
Well. That is helpful. You know what? If I really needed to know, anything is better than knowing nothing about the product. But the shampoo wasn't all that helpful because, as we know, it's conditioning shampoo.
Shampoo. Check history of this question.
So.
Okay. Button.
VizWiz doesn't save your hair.
No. VizWiz did not save my hair. If I use this and conditioner, eek.
What would that do?
It would just make my hair kind of greasy.
Oh.
It wouldn't be catastrophic, but it's you don't want too much conditioner in your hair. It can weigh it down and make it kind of greasy.
Not the look you're
wanting. No, not quite what I'm going for. I mean, every woman's hair is a little different.
Oh, new answer.
No answer.
New answers available. Cancel.
Oops.
Okay. Fructis Fortifying Shampoo and Conditioner 2i.
Awesome! Hey! It got it.
It just took a little while.
It did.
And several answers, or two answers.
So we waited it out, and Viz was... It got us the right answer. So this on this product, Digidyze and VizWiz got us the right answer. That time recognizer was a little behind, so it's very interesting seeing what things work when, where, and how.
Absolutely.
All right, what do we have next?
I think we have another cleaner.
All right.
In the box.
Okay.
Here's another cleaner.
Okay.
And I got to open up recognizer.
Switcher.
Now we're using the app switcher this time.
Recognizer.
Okay.
Yep.
Recognizer. Close button.
Oh, I'm still in the Google page, so I'm going to go flick to this close button.
Close button.
Double tap that, and it'll put me back in my main screen where I can press the barcode
settings.
Button.
Recognize data. Capture in. Start barcode scanning button.
Okay.
Start barcode scanning.
And I don't know where this barcode is, so here's hoping.
Like all these things, it's going to be near the bottom. I just don't know which corner it's in.
Right.
Or which side. There's like... Because this is a... Isn't this a kind of a... It's a tallish bottle, isn't it? And it's...
Yeah, it's got a lot of space here.
Torch on.
Oh. Aha!
It didn't like the lighting, apparently.
I do like the idea that these apps will turn on the LED when it's not sensing enough light.
Mm-hmm.
That's handy.
Torch off.
Okay. Apparently it can't decide how much light it needs.
Because being blind, we don't always know if we have good lighting or not.
We made sure to turn on lights before we came in here, and we're sitting at a table underneath the light, but...
There you go. I heard the beep.
Code not found online. Starting Google.
Oh, again. It is finding the barcode, but it is not. It does not know what it is.
Right. It doesn't recognize. It doesn't have it in its database.
Back, forward, in front.
Oops. In progress.
You're at the bottom, I think. Yeah.
Close. Go back. Forward. Image.
Oh, it's images, just kind of.
Places. News. More. White double arrows.
There we
search.
Go.
Button, landmarks, images,
just flicking
maps,
to the right.
Videos, yep. News, shopping, more. Search options, show search tool. Search results, head, landmark end. Look up UPC number 0618813430. 6, heading level 3, link.
Okay,
www.upsdatabase.com. Crud cutter KR32 tough task remover, 32 ounce one, heading level 3. Link.
Huh.
So, what did it say?
I'm not sure.
Something remover?
Cutter KR32 tough task remover. 32
tough task remover?
Yes.
Link.
Not sure what that exactly means. I don't think that's actually what the product's called, but I'm not really sure what this one is. Do we remember what this one was?
I do not. It sounds about right. They think they said it was Kroger also, which your dad said it was.
Okay. So. Interesting. I'm going to flip a little bit to the right.
www.argivex.com/index.php MPN KR32/6 Model KR32 UPC 618813430 6 in 0618813430 6 semicolon asin B001L49S48 dot.
Not really.
Barcode Supreme Chemicals of Georgia KR32/4KR32. B. www.fascinating.com.
But not
very
helpful.
Yeah, basically told us it's a cleaner of sorts.
Which we already knew.
So, all right. That's that.
So now it's time for Digidyze.
App switcher.
I'm not entirely sure when it got the barcode on that one. I think it's on the right, or the middle, or the left. I think it was the right.
Generally, it's either probably in the left or the right, then, because I think they're in corners.
It was one of those.
Double tap the scan button here and digitize, and then...
Scanning. Close. Tap twice to cancel.
Pull
Recognizer.
That.
Settings.
That
looking
was
for barcode. Barcode not found. Use the enter description button to add
okay, so Digitize did not find it either.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that the Lookingizer and Digitize were both wrong on the first cleaner and they couldn't find it on this one?
Now, and Digitize, isn't there a way to submit that somehow?
Yes, there is.
Button. Google search. Enter description. Button.
Enter description.
But that's if we knew what it was, which we don't.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Barcode not found. Use the X scan.
All right. Want to try it with VizWiz?
I'm going to go to VizWiz now. I'm going back to the app switcher. Flip to VizWiz.
I'll flip the bottle over so we got the...
Right, because we know that the...
Barcodes aren't on the same side as the label, usually.
No, and we definitely want the label for this. So I'm going to center on the top of the bottle. The front of the bottle. And I'm going to pull back a ways. Double tap the camera.
Record a question. Record button. Record.
What is this?
Select source.
Hit send
button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Now we really need to know what this cleaner is, so hopefully VizWiz will come through for us because
right.
We want to clean our house
soon. Start over button. Double tap to start asking a new question.
Not in 2 weeks when we have sighted help.
Right.
Ew.
We don't want to have to wait to find out what the cleaner is. Well, we're waiting on VizWiz. I can do this last product we have here. It's a bottle. And I'm not sure what this one is. So I'm going to try it with Recognizer.
Recognizer. Heading. Data. Capture in. Start bar. Torch off.
Nope.
Start bar code scan.
Double tap that.
Start barcode scanning.
And I'm holding it over. Moving it around very slowly, up and down and side to side, trying to see what will work best. Here we go.
Barcode not found online. Starting Google search.
Fascinating.
It doesn't know this one either.
Another one it doesn't know.
And once you get to Google, it's not necessarily very helpful, at least not that we've found so far.
That's in prog.
Oops.
WW back button forward button close. WWW images place it new more.
Clicking to the right to get through all the stuff at the top of the Google page.
New shop more. Show search to your search. Zero. Semicolon did not match any documents.
Oh. Did not match any documents, so even Google's stumped by this barcode, apparently.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay, well, Recognizer didn't
answers.
Help us with that one.
History. View answers. Back. Email photo.
Can't clean the house.
Progress.
No, we can't clean our house either. And then this little thing is
imaging.
Something I know is something that we would use.
Oh, this one wasn't a cleaner. That's what this was, some kind of food
right,
product.
Right, so we can't cook either.
We can't cook. This was a sauce of some kind. I don't know which
that's
one.
Right.
I forgot we were on to the food, food items now. So can't cook, can't clean.
No. Wow.
Not with these apps. Not today, anyway.
16 new items.
All right, ready for Digitize?
Or Digitize, yep. I was jumping the gun. I think I was thinking about VizWiz for the other one.
Oh, we're still waiting for the VizWiz answer.
We are, so that's why we definitely can't clean our house. Oh, yikes. All right.
Bark scan button.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this here.
Scanning. Tap twice to cancel.
Try the right corner first.
I don't remember.
Yep.
Looking up barcode.
There we go, that was fast.
Barcode not found. Use the enter description.
Oh, well.
Did I say that one either?
I thought for sure that one of these.
New notification from VizWiz. VizWiz. MP3 player.
What?
Where in the world is that coming from?
I am 100% sure that that cleaner is not an MP3 player.
No, no.
If only I could find cleaner like that. It would clean my house and sing to me. Wouldn't that be nice? But no, VizWiz, alas.
VizWiz, Frogged is 2-in-1.
Okay, and it's so, my VizWiz is still giving me push notifications about the last thing we
about the shampoo.
The shampoo.
It was a 2-in-1.
Yep.
Wow, everybody. we are really learning about our apps here, aren't we?
Do you want me to try VizWiz on this food bottle?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get into my app switcher. Double tapping the home button.
App switcher. VizWiz. Three new items. New answer. Fructus fortifying. Okay. Button.
Wow, that was pretty specific.
Yep.
Alert. New answer. Shampoo. Check history of this question.
Our...
Shampoo. Okay. Button.
No,
answers. Answers. History. View answer. Fructus to. Fructus selected. Back. Button. Email photo.
Now, should I do a back button here or the cancel?
I'll do the start over.
There we go. I see that now. I found it. Oops, now I'm flicking right and left and it's not doing anything.
Answers.
Hit a wall.
Oops, it took me back to my home screen. That was
there
weird.
You go. This was stopped.
This was. This was. Take a photo. Camera. Button.
Okay, let me try to line this up somehow. I'm putting the phone against this bottle and I'm pulling back a ways about a foot.
History. Camera. Button.
Double tap the camera button.
Camera.
Okay.
Record back. Record. Button.
Record. What is this?
Record.
Okay.
Select sources and send. Web. Click to back. Send. Button. Please wait while your question is sent.
Okay. VizWiz, you're our last hope for this cooking sauce over here.
Otherwise, we also won't be able to cook.
Or we'll have very bland food.
Yes. Can you rescue us, VizWiz?
And of course, there are a lot of different alternative techniques for getting the info, but we like trying to do this with our technology just to see if it works, because it's nice to be able to do that when you can.
You can get sighted help, and then you can put Braille labels on your products.
Mm-hmm, and I've certainly done that, too. Or sometimes you can put one rubber band around, if someone's told you what type of cleaner it is, one rubber band around one type of cleaner. I've done that with shampoo and conditioner. I leave the shampoo bottle plain, and then I'll put a rubber band around the conditioner sometime if the two bottles feel similar. So there's a lot of lower tech solutions, but those require in-person sighted help to be able to do.
And they're potentially not as much fun.
True. Because any chance we have to play with our iOS devices, we're happy. Yay, iPhones.
It sounds like VizWiz is, again, tired. Yeah, I like that, tired.
VizWiz is taking its time.
Maybe it'll wait till the show is over.
It will probably come to us eventually. So VizWiz, it's been giving us some good answers, but it takes its time, that's for sure. Because we're waiting for people to look at those and respond. And we don't know how many other people have sent in requests while we've been doing this also. So that could be why it's taking them a while.
Exactly. So, Allison, what do you think? Is there a clear winner here?
I really don't know if there's a clear winner. I would say for most people, it's worth getting VizWiz because it's free and it's been doing a lot of things. I would say that Recognizer was doing maybe a tiny better than Digitize today, but I don't know if it was a lot better. What do you think?
I think the Recognizer and Digitize were fairly tied.
I would say so too. Now, Recognizer is less expensive. It's $9.99 as opposed to Digitize, which is closer to $30. So if cost is a factor, as it is for most of us, then that's something to consider when purchasing an app. But they both had their moments when they simply did not know what the product was. Now, Recognizer has the feature where you can record if you do get your sighted help, or maybe VizWiz has helped to identify it, or if you found out what the product is, you can record your own voice label for it so that next time it will recognize it.
And Recognizer has that feature based on the picture of the product, whereas DigitEyes, you can actually use barcode labels, which would be larger and potentially much easier to find if you put them on a product. And then you can record text or voice labels for those.
So it comes with those labels that you actually put on the product?
No. You could go to a store and buy these like little mailing labels that you can put in the printer.
So you can just buy those anywhere then?
Yes, and then you can print your own barcodes.
Oh, interesting.
And you can set them up as labels.
So, yeah, you don't need to do that with Recognizer. Recognizer, no. It takes a picture. It actually will take a picture of the product, and then you record what the name of the product is or what other info you want to have available to you. And then the next time you take a picture of that product, it will look in its database, recognize the picture, and say, oh, here's what you called it last time. Here's, and it'll play the whatever you've recorded.
And Allison, you had a you had an item that you wanted to demonstrate that feature with?
Yes. I can do that. Let me just look over here where I have that. So now this is a bottle that I identified earlier and created a recorded a voice label for. So I'm just going to take my iPhone.
Notification from VizWiz. Oh. VizWiz, crud cutter tough task remover.
Crud cutter tough task remover. So we have some sort of idea what this other cleaner was. Way after the fact.
Right.
And we already still gave up on cleaning our house.
So, all right, but VizWiz gave us a little bit of info, but I'd say overall none of the three was helping us with that cleaner.
Either cleaner.
Notification from VizWiz. VizWiz. Oh. New notification from VizWiz. VizWiz. 30-minute marinade sesame ginger.
Oh!
Wow!
30-minute marinade sesame ginger. So we can cook now. We can we can marinate our food. Yay! So thank you, VizWiz.
So way later.
Way later. It did give us the right info. So.
Yes.
And the other two couldn't find that one, so that's interesting.
That's a prop for VizWiz.
So, yeah, props for VizWiz, even though it was slow. So as long as you have some time to make dinner, you're doing well. All right, now back to Recognizer. I have this lotion that I already created a label for earlier.
New notification from VizWiz.
VizWiz is still notifying us.
MP3 player and silver sitting net.
Still telling us something's an MP3 player.
Weird.
Oh, wow.
We must have gotten a picture of something else, like part of this.
Part of the
the DM620 or something.
Oh, our recorder.
That's the only thing I can think of that we did.
That makes sense. We could have gotten some of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick up my iPhone now, and I've got the Recognizer app open, and I'm going to just try to put the iPhone near where this bottle is. The bottle is laying flat on the table in front of me. And I'm going to go sort of near it. I'm going to put it near it and then draw back.
Body Ecology Cherry Blossom Lotion.
Awesome.
There it is. It identified it. It recognized the picture from when I recorded it, and that was my voice label that I had made for it. So there you go. It's Cherry Blossom Lotion. So that's always nice to have after a day of work cleaning your house and cooking and everything else. So
and,
nice
podcasting,
and podcasting
and doing radio shows, yes. All these different things that you do in a day or working, yeah.
And now we have a table cluttered with all kinds of products here in and amongst our iPhones. So that is all the products we had for you today. It's definitely just trying to give you an idea of what the different recognition apps do and the different kind of responses you may get from each one. Definitely it's up to everyone individually which app or two will work best for you, but we want to just give you an overview of what the experience might be like. So we hope it's been helpful to you.
Yes, and we hope that you will come back to us for additional app demonstrations and reviews and other interesting podcasts coming up very soon. And
all right, well, thank you for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.